KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Fields. Some high school track around the area last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls North Division meet held in Harlan last night saw Harlan win the meet as a team with 181 points. Atlantic the runner-up in team scoring with 88. Denison third with 69. Kemper Catholic 28. Lewis Central 24 points. Atlantic had four champions last night. Allie Krogman won two of those titles. She won the 1500 and 3000 meter titles. Also, the shuttle hurdle relay team of Amanda Goody, Paige Kennan, Sam McConnell, and Mackenzie Holmes was the champ, and Melanie Nielsen won the 400-meter crown. Atlantic had a couple of second-place finishes last night in the relays. The 4x800 team of Allie Siggins, Brianna Steffens, Savannah Sorensen, and Lauren Krogman, the runners-up. Also, Kristen Jock, Aaron Shannon, Amanda Goody, and Sam Peterson made up the distance medley relay team that placed second last night. Now, the boys' Hawkeye 10 North Division meet was held over at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. It was Harlan winning the team title with 133 points, Atlantic with 86, the runner-up. Lewis Central had 64, Denison 53, Kemper Catholic 36. Atlantic had six first-place finishers last night. Blake Esbeck won both the 400 meters and the 800-meter titles, while in the field events, Tyler Hovey won both the shot and discus titles for Atlantic, and Sam Markham took the long jump. Also, Atlantic won the 4x200-meter relay with Ty Nielsen, Ryan McDermott, Sam Markham, and Ethan Westring making up that team. Three second-place finishes for the Trojans last night. Ryan McDermott, the runner-up in the 200. Also, the 4x100-meter relay team of Zach Smith, Ty Nielsen, Ryan McDermott, and Ethan Westring was second. Also second was the 4x100 team of Sam Markham, Robert Bodine, Bryce Wernemont, and Ethan Westring. Atlantic had a couple of third-place finishers as well. Bryce Wernemont, the third-place finish in the 400 hurdles, and the distance medley team of Zach Smith, Brody Peterson, Jake Auerbach, and Logan Steffens also placing third last night for Atlantic. Also, Audubon hosting an early bird track meet last night, and among the individual winners last night was Kyle Kuhlman of Woodbine. He took the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter title went to Tim Schachner of Guthrie Center. Also, the 400-meter dash, Cade Cleveland of Riverside, the champ. Cleveland also won the 800 meters. In the 1600-meter run, Jacob Willie of West Monona was the winner. Also in the 3200 meters, John Gunderson of Riverside, the champ. In the 110 hurdles, it was Jared Schoening of Griswold winning the title. Cam's Trevor McKee won the 400-meter hurdles. In the relay events, the 4x100 relay was won by AHST's team of Ben Jacobson, Austin Fink, Tyler Robinson, and Josh Bryant. Also last night in the 4x200 meters, trainer's team of Dane Livengood, Kyle Tyser, Quentin Queck, and Connor Meese was the champ. In the 4x400-meter relay, the CAM team of Brady Runyon, Jared Cavan, Dylan Amdor, and Trevor McKee was the champ. The 4x800-meter relay went to Riverside's team of Cade Cleveland, Ian Patrick, Carl Rowe, and Brady Ryan. In the distance medley relay, trainer's squad of Kyle Tyser, Trevor Calfee, Dane Livengood, and Nick Paulson was the champ. And the 4x100-meter, the shuttle hurdle relay, that title went to trainers Quentin Queck, Connor Meese, Trenton Gear, and Josh Firmstead. Also in the field events last night, in the high jump, trainers Connor Meese was the winner. East Green's Reed Ostrander wins the long jump. Also in the shot put, Mitch Kearns of West Central Valley of Stewart was the champ. In the discus, it was Blake Gunderson of Underwood winning the title at Audubon last night. Well, it's been over a year since Iowa State's starting quarterback job came open. The Cyclones still can't figure out who their top guy will be. Iowa State spent the first week of spring practice embroiled in yet another quarterback competition. This time the Cyclones are hoping either Steele Jantz or Jared Barnett grab hold of the team's most important position. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes didn't offer any hints about the state of the competition Tuesday, except to praise Jantz and Barnett for their work habits so far this season. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton says he'll decide in the next few days whether to appeal a season-long suspension the NFL doled out for his part in the Saints' bounty system. Speaking publicly for the first time since he and the team were sanctioned, Payton says that he will talk with mentor Bill Parcells to see if he has any interest in possibly coaching the Saints this season and this season only. Payton says he knows for certain he'll be back in 2013, if not before. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said yesterday that he might allow Payton to coach if he appeals. Parcells is a Hall of Fame coach who led the New York Giants to two Super Bowl victories. He hired Payton as an offensive assistant in Dallas in 2003. In college basketball action last night, Tiffany Hayes scored 22 points. Top seed Connecticut beat Kentucky 80-65 to advance to the Final Four for the fifth straight season. Kalina Moskita-Lewis sat at 18 for UConn, which will play Notre Dame in the first semifinal Sunday in Denver. The Huskies matched their own school mark of five straight trips to the national semifinals. LSU and Stanford also have accomplished that feat. It'll be an all-top-seeded women's Final Four as Notre Dame joined the party by winning the Raleigh Regional with an 80-49 romp of outclassed Maryland. Skylar Diggins had a triple-double with 22 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds, while Natalie Achanwa added 18 points and Kayla McBride had 16, while Natalie Novosel finished with 14 for the Irish. Brittany Griner is a unanimous pick for the Associated Press Women's All-American Basketball Team. It's the second straight year that Baylor's 6'8" center has made that select squad. Stanford's Nemkadi Ogwumikwe also received first-team votes from all 40 members of the media panel that selects the weekly top 25. Elena Deladon and also Notre Dame's Skylar Diggins and Alyssa Thomas of Maryland round out the first five on that first team. Deladon is from Delaware. In men's college basketball last night, Anthony Brown scored a season-high 18 points, and Josh Owens had 15 points and 12 rebounds to help Stanford advance to the NIT championship game with a 74-64 win over Massachusetts. The Minutemen took their first lead since early in the game with about 8 minutes left, but Brown hit a three-pointer to push the Cardinal back on top, then later scored 7 points during an 11-3 run that put Stanford in control. Stanford will meet Minnesota, which eliminated Washington 68-67 in overtime in the NIT final Thursday night at Madison Square Garden. Freshman guard Andre Holland scored 20 points, including 5 in overtime, in that semifinal win for the Golden Gophers last night. In other college basketball news, Georgetown forward Hollis Thompson plans to skip his senior year, hire an agent, and enter the NBA draft. Coach John Thompson III says in a statement that the Hoyas fully anticipated the 6'8" junior, who is not related to the coach, would leave school after a season where he averaged almost 13 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. In coaching news, South Carolina hired Frank Martin to revitalize their basketball program. School trustees approved the six-year contract worth more than $2 million a year on average. The former Kansas State coach will take over a team that finished dead last in the Southeastern Conference last season. Martin advanced to the NCAA tournament 4 times in 5 years with the Wildcats, reaching the regional finals in 2010. His overall record as a head coach is 117-54. He's 6-4 in the NCAA tourney. The University of Memphis has extended the contract of basketball coach Josh Pastner by 1 year, carrying him through the 2017 season. Pastner's team went 26-9 this past season, won its second straight Conference USA tourney title, and played in the NCAA West Regional, losing in the second round to St. Louis. The Tigers are 75-29 in his 3 seasons as the head coach. While facing speculation about his future at Marquette, Coach Buzz Williams has issued a statement that seems to reaffirm his commitment to the school. Expressing excitement about next season, Williams says the future remains bright for our program. In NBA action last night, it was Philadelphia down in Cleveland 103-85. Milwaukee outscored Atlanta 108-101. Memphis over Minnesota 93-86. Dallas topping Houston 90-81. Oklahoma City over Portland 109-95. San Antonio beat Phoenix 107-100. And the LA Lakers got by Golden State 104-101. In the National Hockey League, it was Buffalo over Washington 5-1, Carolina blanking Toronto 3-0, New Jersey in a shootout over Chicago 2-1, the New York Islanders beat Pittsburgh 5-3, Florida over Montreal in a shootout 3-2, Boston topping Tampa Bay 5-2, St. Louis shut down Nashville 3-0, the Rangers over Minnesota 3-2. And Magic Johnson is taking his smile and his charisma to the National Pastime. A group that includes the former Lakers NBA star and longtime baseball executive Stan Kasten agreed last night to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers from Frank McCourt for a record $2 billion. McCourt brought the Dodgers for $430 million in 2004. That price would shatter the mark for a North American sports franchise, topping the $1.1 billion that Stephen Ross paid for the NFL's Miami Dolphins in 2009. Johnson says he's thrilled to be part of the historic Dodger franchise and says he wants to drive the Dodgers back to the front page of the sports section in our wonderful community of Los Angeles. The deal calls for a transfer of the team by the end of April. It's subject to approval in federal bankruptcy court. Mark Walter, CEO of the financial services firm Guggenheim Partners, would be the controlling owner. As part of the deal, the Dodgers said McCourt and certain affiliates of the purchasers would acquire the land surrounding Dodger Stadium for $150 million. In spring training news, the Astros have released pitcher Zach Duke and veteran pinch hitter Jack Cust. Duke was an all-star with Pittsburgh in 2009. The 28-year-old left-hander gave up 25 hits and 5 home runs in 14 and a third innings of work this spring. The 32-year-old Cust had been dealing with an elbow injury and was just 1 for 25 at the plate this spring. Detroit Tigers star Miguel Cabrera has been given medical clearance to play again. The veteran third baseman has been out since being hit in the face by a bad hop grounder on March 19th. The ball broke a bone below Cabrera's right eye and caused a gash that needed 8 stitches. The Brewers have signed Jonathan Lucroy to a 5-year contract with a club option for 2017. The 25-year-old catcher hit .265 with 12 homers in 136 games in his first full season last year in the majors. The Indians have sent Matt Laporta to the minors. The first baseman was Cleveland's key acquisition in a 2008 trade that sent CC Sabathia to Milwaukee. Laporta hit .167 with 2 RBIs in 14 games this spring. Andy Pettitte threw a simulated game Tuesday, and Yankees manager Joe Girardi thinks the 39-year-old lefty could pitch in a spring training game next week. Pettitte came out of retirement March 16th and agreed to a minor league contract. Bruce Chen, who led the Kansas City Royals in wins the past 2 years, will be the opening day starter on April 6th at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also, the Yankees have cut Preston Mattingly, the 24-year-old son of former Yankee star and current L.A. Dodgers manager Don Mattingly. And the Major League Baseball season opened this morning in Japan. It was the Seattle Mariners picking up the first win of the season as they beat the Oakland Athletics by a final of 3-1. Dustin Ackley had an early home run to get the Mariners on the board and had a go-ahead RBI single in the 11th inning to help the Mariners win in 11, 3-1 over Oakland. They'll play another game that will count to the regular season tomorrow in Tokyo before they will go back to spring training action, preparing for the other start of the season back here closer to home. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.